I'm going to start stealing this, the Army of Wellness Crusaders. I think that was awesome. But I have a new AKA, the Eureka Moment Creator. Help me welcome Mike DiMuccio.
Okay, so effective approaching. So far, a lot of the conversations that I hear are with respect to, I guess I need to be knocking my nostrils in. Okay, right there. A lot of the times you hear the training about how to approach people, but generally speaking, we're talking about people that we're meeting on the fly, encounters that we have that are random. Rarely do you actually hear the conversation of, well, wait a second, aren't we supposed to make a list when we get started in the business? Aren't we telling people to make a list? So that's not random. How do we approach them, those people who are on our list, and subsequently, how do we keep that list growing? I believe that if we're successful at learning how to utilize the list, then the random the people that you meet as you go along will be just great encounters. But your business objective, your business CEO hat objectivity, your business will always have contacts to approach, because the way you approach a contact will lead to another contact, either one other contact or 100 other contacts, because they've joined you in the business and created their own contact. So keep that in mind, that if we don't learn how to do this effectively, then we should never run out of contacts. So when Ben talked to us about the business of MeCan is to grow your organization, if you really want to, you know, be at full speed and have the maximized impact, then how do we approach these people? We talked about them being entrepreneurs and leaders. How do you approach these people? Because this is really what I leave home to find. In the process of looking for these people, I encounter everybody else. That's sort of the consequence of my way of doing business. I figure if I've got one swing of the bat, might as well make it the most effective swing. If I find a prospect for the products, that's not necessarily going to be a leader for the business. But if I find a leader for the business, I'm going to find another 100 prospects through their contact list, and it'll be them. And that's leveraging my time. So this is far more effective to learn how to do this than how to do this if you're looking to grow an organization. Agreed?
Yes.
How to approach potential leaders who are interested in freedom. That's their motive. You know, if I hold up this phone and say, this phone has so many wonderful features and it can really make a difference in your life, you're going to say, yeah, that's interesting, but I have one. I don't know if I need one. I don't know if I need yours. But if I hold up the same phone and say, this phone is the key to our freedom, now what do you want to know? How is this phone the key to our freedom? I have you leaning into the conversation rather than away from the conversation. I'm holding up the same phone. It's, what's the context? What's the picture I'm painting around this phone? How do I leverage the MeCan products to get somebody to lean into the conversation? That's important. So first and foremost, I want to create context for what it is that we're doing. If we're out and about to build a MeCan organization, do you know what it looks like if you have a good running business? Can you mentally picture what it looks like to have an effect? Most people say, I want to be a Royal Diamond. Do you? Or do you want to build a Royal Diamond business? Which one's more important to you? Ah, see, I'm not my business. I'm the CEO of my company. My company is a Royal Diamond. If you look at MeCan, they pay Good Vibrations International Limited. So first rule, name your company. Give it a name so you can be objective about your company and its progress and its success. You are the CEO of that company. So what does my company look like if my company is really rolling out an effective business plan that's doing all the things that we want to do? We talk about wanting to make a difference in the world. We talk about wanting to make a difference in people's lives. And we talk about wanting to make profit. That's the triple bottom line right there. What does it look like if your business was running at 100%? Here's a beautiful schematic of what it looks like. You start with three, and you teach them, and you teach them, and so on and so forth. And there's your organization, six generations. What is this organization doing? You're building an army to do what? Every home a wellness home. You're helping these people, starting with your five, create wellness homes. At least five. But if it was five, put a number to it. That's what a business is. Look what happens. You've got thousands of wellness homes being created. Your five has become thousands through the leveraging concept of teach three to reach three. What am I teaching these three? Number one, how to find three others. And number two, how to create wellness homes, which is an ongoing relationship that we talked about. And is it profitable to do this? Here is the actual income being generated by your company, by your business, if each of those wellness homes is moving 100 CV of product per month through some form of consumption or purchase. Not bad, huh? 500, 1,500, 4,500, 13,500, and 40,000 as a royal diamond. That's the income. So if I were to go out knowing that this is what I'm building, who am I looking for? I'm looking for those three partners. Is there a difference between a partner and a consultant?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Commitment.
Commitment to what?
Business.
What does that mean to the business? If you can't draw it, you can't build it. If there was blueprints for this building, they'd be still talking about building a building. It has to be something that's concrete, that you can visualize and that you can measure, so that you know if you're on track to doing that. How else are you going to know? And so we now have a very simple blueprint that we want to build. So I'm looking for three-part people who want to help me build that. You realize that those three people have the majority of the people in their downline? I'm going to help three people build a huge downline. I'm not worried about me. If I help three people build a huge downline, do I have a huge downline?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about me. So I'm looking for three partners. How do I approach three partners? It's the seed of an idea multiplied. So let me just jump ahead here. So I start with a list, and I encourage people to start with a list. I had 154 names on my list when I started. I don't think I've gotten to all 154 names in all the years I've been in DCAM. Yes, I've met a lot of other people. And our network is going to be comprised of mostly people we never knew. But it always begins with people we do know. And so that's a skill that we want to develop and teach among the things that we teach those three. Teach three to reach three. What are we teaching them? How to harvest from their contact list. Now, this contact list is comprised of people I know. There's a way of actually further refining the people that I want to talk to. There's a way of categorizing EIRL, entrepreneurial, influential, resourceful, and whether they live close by, to give us a rating system. The people who score 8 of 9 or a 10, compared to me rating myself as a 7, are the people that are highest in terms of priority, the people I want to contact. First, about what? How do I approach these people? I want to invite them to help me. How does that reflect on what you've been hearing so far? Isn't that the exact opposite? Yes, we want to help people. Build a Royal Diamond business, you'll help thousands of people. But how do I go about building a Royal Diamond business? First, I got to find my partners. And for that, I need help both to find them, to present to them, and I need help from them to do what? To create the business that we're going to create, to affect the thousands of lives that we're going to affect, to profit the way this business enables us to profit. I'm looking for help. So the most effective approach of those 8s, 9s, and 10s is not to call them and tell them that you got something that can help them. It's to call them and to tell them that you could really use their help because of who they are as a person, because of what you know about what you know about, and you want to invite them to sit down and learn about it, if for no other reason than to help you indirectly by leading you to somebody else. That way your first conversation can only conclude at the end with them either getting involved or leading you to somebody who they feel would meet your qualifications for partnering with you. Doesn't that make sense? So your 100 names list should never be below 100. Every name gets converted to either another name or another list. Thank you.
Fantastic. I'm glad he's coming up multiple times because every time there's a new layer added to my understanding. It's fantastic.